This is MFG Out Loud. Courageous conversations about sales and marketing for today's manufacturers. With your hosts, Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the next episode of MFG Out Loud. We're really excited to be here. Woo, woo. And we have an amazing guest today. Brad Smith is from Stellar Insight. He is somebody that I've been working with for a while now for coaching and, I want to say, a deeper dive into what's possible. I'll leave it at that. There will be many things that you will learn today that I think will surprise you, listeners. And we're going to have some fun with this very deep, very intelligent, very kind and wonderful human. Brad, do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. Why not? So I'm Brad Smith. I'm the founder of Stellar Insight, Inc., which is a coaching company, business consulting company. My goal when I get a client is to listen to them, find out where they are, and then help them design their wildest expectations. And sometimes I get to just double their growth rate on an annual basis. And that's year after year after year. Like doing 1 year is useless. Year after year after year for a decade, that's useful, right? But then beyond that, my search is, what's the upper limit of what their industry, their company, and they themselves, and that's the key, they themselves can achieve, right? What are the circumstances? What are the growth limitations that are there? I listen for that deeply. My goal is to see how many extra dollars we can have show up in their wallet. There's my measure, right? And then how much fun we can have while we're doing that. So if you don't have fun and you don't create meaning, the money is almost useless and it almost never shows up. So my goal, my ultimate goal is find out how many zeros I can add to their revenue. They're, you know, a $5 million company. Can I get them to 50? Can I get them to 500 million? Right? So there's the fun. That's the fun I have on a daily basis.
Well, I think that the thing, sorry, Ray, let me just, I'll just drop this in really quick. The thing that I've also learned from you is that adding the zeros is what everybody wants, and it's exciting and important and is a sign of growth. I think the thing that I've learned from you is what you just said, is if you're not having fun, if you're not being creative, if you're not being aware along the way and recognizing the growth and the abundance, the money's meaningless. So there's a lot there, but I'll let Ray jump in.
As our listeners probably know, before we hit record, we have a chance to chat in advance. And Brad, you and I had talked a little bit about the notion of, hey, everybody wants to, you know, add the zeros. And based on what you just said here, it occurs to me, hey, we're business people, so the adding the zeros is kind of what we're brought up on. We know that's how you keep score. Is the real underlying desire when clients reach out to you, is it the zeros, or is it the I'm not having fun, or it doesn't, this shouldn't be this hard, or, you know, I'm afraid, you know, that is it something deeper than just the money?
There's always an emotion involved, right? It's never analytical, right? So it's like, if the emotion is, I want more, first we have to figure out what the more is. If someone says to me, and their whole drive is, I want more money, my instant response is, it's not true. That's not accurate. Because money is only a tool. It is only a tool for who we get to be. But what most of us don't look at is who we are, what your character is, what the culture of the company is, what the culture of your industry is. All of those things actually are the things that are the foundation and the rocket fuel, if you would, for getting you to the zero. The zero is just a measurement that we use for all the things that you've done behind that. There's all the operational stuff, and most people think it's all about operational stuff. And that is not true. It is, how well do you comprehend what I'm saying? Not just, do you listen to what I say? Do you comprehend it? So when we talk about communication issues, right, what we're actually talking about is comprehension issues. And if I'm built a certain way, my brain is built in a certain way, so that all I understand is linear analytical thinking, point A, point B, point C, and you're an intuitive thinker, you do network thinking all at once, all the time, from point A to point Q, and then back to C, and out to Z, and you can do that all just like that, right? Your communication ability with me as a linear thinker is going to be really slow. And the comprehension piece that's necessary. So look at how intuitive you are. Look at how intuitive and creative you are with the other people in your team, right? Look at how important comprehension is, and use that as a foundation piece. Do I speak to you from my thoughts, or do I speak to you to the place where I'm watching your comprehension and speak to you from your understanding of the words I say? And I watch that. I can track that. It's like, and most of you can, right? It's like, can you track the comprehension of the person that's there with you? And you can do it. Even if there's no video, you can do it over the phone and hear it. That takes a little practice. So here's my homework for all of you. Challenge yourself to listening from their comprehension.
Sounds like good advice for leaders as well as marketers.
Every human.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
Well, and don't you find, because you and I have talked a lot in our work together, we've talked a lot about intuition and character. Do you find that when someone starts to work with you, they're looking to add the zeros, they're looking to create growth of some sort? It's usually on the business side. And do you find that it usually circles back and they end up learning a whole lot about the thing you just talked about awareness, paying attention, empathy? I feel like that's always something. It's like this beautiful bonus that they weren't expecting that they end up getting. It's like
you can't add a zero without expanding your person.
Right.
If you're unwilling to grow, you've right there limited. So here's the other challenge to everybody that's listening to this, watching this. Think about what you want to achieve, and then look at all the frustrations you have and list them down on a piece of paper and take ownership of 100% of them. If you use blame, you're shifting responsibility. If you use criticism, you're shifting responsibility. First, you have to own your responsibility in what you're going to create. And once you've done that, then you, if you would, spread that virus of responsibility out to the rest of your team. If everyone showed up as 100% responsibility for all the stuff inside their skin, then everything outside their skin would flow more easily. So look at the frustrations, the restrictions, the gaps you have. Use that as your homework. Because you're the creator. You're the one that designed and built that. Maybe it was unconscious, but you're the one that designed and built that.
But yet, how many, and I know Ray's going to chime in here, which will be delicious. How many leaders have we all met, or managers, or fill in the blank, someone who's at this level and has people below them, who don't take 100% responsibility, who don't even take 50% responsibility. It feels like it's rampant. And I'm not thinking of anybody in particular or pointing any fingers, but I think we've all, and some of us have been guilty as well. So Ray,
all of us.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think that's a huge, huge thing to think about, is just that one simple thing of taking 100% responsibility, just me, and then start from there.
I'm going to jump in here, and then Ray can say, it's like, okay, what would happen if Earth were designed for us to learn? 100% of our time here on Earth is 100% learning time. And what if that design meant that we showed up? I put it this way. When we're born, we make three decisions. The first one is, I'm 22 inches long, right? I'm not capable. Okay, that's the first one. I'm not capable. The second one is, oh, okay, if I'm not capable, I can't be responsible, right? And the third one is, over time, in the first year or so, we make the decision, I'm not valuable. If I'm not capable, if I'm not responsible, if I'm not valuable, everything happens to me because I'm this long, right? Well, the problem with that is we keep that same framework our whole lives until we go back in and we say, okay, in this little area here, I'm going to be responsible. And then I'm in charge, and then I can learn capability. And from there, then in that little bitty area, I can be valuable. If you spread that out, and what you want to actually create in your life is full value internally for yourself. And if you've got money issues, it is nothing but self-worth issues, period. Right? So if you want to grow your company, look at where you're not being responsible and just accept the fact that it's a design factor, and your job, if you choose to take it, right? You don't have to say yes to this higher opportunity, but take responsibility for everything you want fixed. Learn capability to the full extent you're capable of. Ask everybody around you to step in and be responsible and be capable, and learn that you're all as valuable as you choose to be. Choose.
I got nothing.
That's the deep end of the pool, folks.
All right.
It doesn't get any deeper than that. You look at your life, look at your business, look at the gaps.
I love it. Philosophically, I agree 100%. Having, like all of us, been on the planet a little while, seen some stuff, experienced some things, this quest for more, for next, and perhaps COVID kind of helped some people, gave some people some time to sit back and think about where they're at. And I've heard this before, this refrain, that I've spent my life, climbing the ladder only to realize that when I reached the top, I was on the wrong wall. Is there an element of the what's next? If A, these are the things that you truly value, want, and that that are growth for you, what happens when to achieve that, part of that taking responsibility is a significant change?
I look at it this way. The whole purpose of gravity is to help each one of us get as much muscle tone as we choose. Okay? Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of change is to help us learn internal flexibility, right? If you don't find that you're mentally very flexible, the hard part is, and this is really weird, I've had clients who were mentally not and emotionally not very flexible. I challenge them to go take 6 months of weekly, at least, yoga. Go to a yoga class, get physically flexible, and the mental process of becoming physically flexible will make you mentally more open to change.
Interesting.
That's a weird thing, but it's something I started, right? I had a dream in 2000, and in the middle of the dream, this guy's talking to me, and he goes along, and then all of a sudden he stops, he sticks his finger in my chest, and he says, you need to exercise. And he goes back to what he was talking about. And I woke up from that dream. I remembered that part. Didn't remember the rest. I remembered that part. I'm going, what does he actually mean? I thought it meant running, right? But the first thing that showed up for me to be able to engage with that was a woman who was willing to, for two sessions, trade me coaching for her business for yoga instruction. So I went through two yoga instruction, you know, for me, right? Mm-hmm. Found out it was kind of fun and then started that as a regular habit. So that's where I got into. That was the first part of the exercise. And eventually I got to the place where I was running. But I realized I had some deep resistance to running. And so I had to get more flexible in my attitude about running. And I allowed the yoga to move me into it, open my opportunities up and say, okay, I'm going to grow my ambition and commitment to doing running. And if I grow my ambition and commitment to doing running day by day, week by week, eventually I'll get to the place where that's something I want to do. Not just I'm resistant to it or doing it reluctantly, but I'm doing it because I really want to. So out of that, I learned from that one dream, I learned internal flexibility, external flexibility, and also running.
Interesting. Not to oversimplify it, but if I'm hearing you correctly, part of it is, you know, establish that awareness that there's a gap between where you are and where you would like to be. And then, as you had said, identify those things, you know, the barriers or perhaps the things you're not taking responsibility for, those things that may be holding you back. And then it sounds as though there's, at some point, the desire to cross the chasm exceeds the resistance to address the barriers.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the decision, right?
My fear of jumping that 4-foot gap, right? Yeah. It's less than my understanding that I can actually do it.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
So, but it's not all internal. All the restrictions aren't internal to you, right? Some of them, most of them that are easy to identify are, is there enough money to do what I need to do in the company, right? Is the marketing process bringing me enough leads, right? Are there enough customers showing up and saying yes? Are we understanding the customer deeply enough so that we understand their emotional and mental process to say yes, right? So you've got all those. Do I have the right people? How hard is it for me to attract and acquire, you know, build a pipeline, if you would, of talent, right? Talent pipeline and training, that's a whole process. But I say it this way. If you're aware here, right, if you're aware of yourself and you read this, then you can look out there and say, oh, I recognize that over there because it's similar to this, right? So if you learn how to read here, you learn how to read there. I can look at someone and read their character and go, I see this, I see this, I see this, I see these issues, right? But if you're kind and generous enough, you don't speak those until they can hear the answer. Mm. That's how I coach. I'm not cruel. I'm just hard. You know, hard and effective, right?
Yeah.
Brad is like a gentle, gentle, amazing brick to the head, isn't he?
The velvet hammer.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, there's so many questions. So maybe you could talk a little bit about,
let me form the question for
okay,
you.
Okay, please.
Let's say you come to me and you're ambitious and curious. My two requirements, right? If you're ambitious, you've got drive. If you're curious, you're open to possibility, right? If you're ambitious and curious, you come to me and you say, I want to regrow my business. I don't care what we have to do, but we're going to regrow my business to the point where it's adding a zero. I want 10 times as much personal income as I have right now from my company, right? Or I'm CEO or whatever. But you come with that level of ambition. And I will sit back and I will say, okay, what's your current situation? where are you now? How many employees have you got? What's your revenue last year? What was your growth last year? What are the restrictions you've identified already? What keeps you from being another zero next year, right? And we'll go through all of those, and then we'll lay out all the different steps. So I go from big picture, what's your business model, right? Does it work, right? Because there's been a few of those like, oh my God, you can't do that. You won't get where you're at, right? But that's my experience and my background, right? So we look at business model, we look at people, we look at finances, we look at market, we look at production, we look at capacity, right? And then we realize you can grow from the 20% per year growth you've been doing to this year, hit 40%. And these are the steps you have to go through. And this is where we have to break it down in the sales process and the marketing process. So I will go from visionary to exact pieces and steps you have to do. And I will walk people through what it takes to do that. We use that as a projection screen for who you are and how you've interfered. And as we build trust, eventually I can start, you know, within a couple of months, I can start, sometimes it's right away. It's like, look, guy, this is, or ma'am, this is what you're doing. Do you think that's going to get you what you want? No. Okay. Are you willing to change that? Okay. What would you change that to? Right. And so what I do is I run my clients out to the end of their ability to understand, create, and design and build. And then I'll add whatever I need to in order to make sure it works.
And do you see a lot of resistance when it gets to that point? Or is it most of the time people are flexible, or just they choose to be flexible and give that a try?
What happens when someone works with me is they become more intuitive, and you've experienced that, as they grow forward in time, which is profound to watch. I will teach them where to listen in their mind and how to listen in their mind in order to become more intuitive so that things show up, right? I teach them how to use that time between waking and feet on the floor to design future things into their business, right? So that's the intuition piece. The character piece we also work on, but we're using the projection screen of the business and the tactical stuff in order to grow that. So no, people aren't normally resistant. If they're normally resistant, they don't even get a yes from me, because I'll know that in the first half hour of the conversation.
So the there's a bit of a, again, not to make it lighter, there's a bit of a boot camp element in that initial start, because what you're really talking about is you're fundamentally changing the behavior of the leader. You've got their buy-in, they're ambitious and they're curious, and they want to do it, and you're creating the path and illustrating that it's possible. And then, just as you said, it's getting them to take those first steps and then staying with it. The starting with yoga for two sessions and getting used to, hey, this is going to be a little uncomfortable, you know, for a while, or maybe you're getting them used to being uncomfortable to help facilitate that growth.
I call myself the hired pain in the neck, because I am relentless. But I'm relentless for them, not at them.
Yeah. Right.
Right. I want them to be, I've had to skip, not very often anymore, because I stopped taking clients that weren't ambitious. Yeah. But I'm for them having more than they think they can achieve. Well, why not? They get to be different. The company gets to be different. Mm-hmm. Everyone involved, not just the people in the company, but the people that are surrounding all of us, you know, their families, everyone gets to be better as a result of that. And it gets measured by what shows up in their wallets.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. So.
Well, I'm living proof that, that you are effective and you do what you say. For sure.
So, let's just back up and say, okay, you're at 40% growth, right? We got you to 40% growth, and your biggest challenge is people, right? How do you get the right people in? Well, you start advertising not just for the jobs, but all the successes you've had in the last year, right? There's as much marketing that's necessary for a talent pipeline as there is customer pipeline.
Yep, no question.
And I want people to understand. And I ran into that about 6 years ago. It's like, oh, there's a talent pipeline that's necessary? Yeah, we were growing a client. I was helping a client grow so fast. He had to have people at such a high pace. He needed a talent pipeline. And it's not like people were, you know, rotating through the company. They were sticking.
Yep.
So it was come in, there's fly paper here. We're going to keep you. You're going to love it. And you're going to have fun. And we're going to grow like mad. And everybody gets to grow to the height of their ability to grow, not just the top leader. Everybody gets to grow.
Well, don't you think that's missing in a lot of companies today, or maybe they're not getting that, you know, people complain. I understand there is a skills gap, so it's not something that people are making up. I'm not dispelling that, but I think they're missing the point that they haven't created a culture or developed a brand, if you will, that is, like you said, this flypaper, right? That's just drawing people in. So they're busy seeking instead of becoming sought after, just like marketing your products.
Market both directions, right?
Well, I always say it happens from the inside out.
Yep. Well, yeah, I do. Inside out, right? Everything in your life is inside out, right? Yeah. But the creation of the pipeline of both for talent and for customers, you have to balance them, right? It's not just money, it's creativity. What do you want? How fast do you think you can handle the transformation, right? And every time you get stuck, go here first and then go there.
It's climbing a ladder. You know,
well, it's an evolution. It's an evolutionary process, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you learn how to do first grade.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to do second grade. Yeah. And then you learn how to do, you know, high school. And then you learn how to do college. Mm-hmm. And your graduate degree, if you do that, right? But then you get life and you think you're done. You are not done.
Not even close.
Every day, every year, if you're still continuing to grow, right? So when you get to the place where you're unwilling to grow anymore, just, you know, write the ticket, go lay down in your coffin and go away.
You're done.
Yeah. Or, you know, don't get your vaccine. I'm sorry.
Well said.
I am prejudiced. I apologize.
So I'm laughing. I'm vaccinated. Yeah.
I want people to take their best interest as their responsibility.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Great advice. You're right, Allison. This could go on and on and on. And I hope we get a chance to do more of this.
Well, maybe we'll wander back, you know? Let's see how the first one goes.
Well, I'm so sad. We have to wrap. I always say that every time because I'm always having such a good time. We have to wrap up. Brad. Yes, we must have you back. There's so many different layers to the work that you do and the results that you help leaders and just people create in their lives and their businesses that I know that our listeners are going to want more. And I'm just so thrilled, first of all, to know you, secondly, to work with you, and third, that you would spend some time with us.
Thank you. So just, you got manufacturers that are listening, right?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm foreign to that world. My dad, who was a chemical engineer and grew up on a farm, taught me how to weld, taught me how to, you know, cut steel, taught me how to sweep floors. That's a whole skill in that, right? I can't weld like that anymore, but I can tell what a good weld is. So it's like, it takes time and effort to make things work.
That does. That does. But with the right support and leadership, you know, it can certainly happen. So
every one of your listeners are brilliant people. They just have to understand that they are.
So we'll leave you with that.
That's a good spot.
I love it. Oh, well, thank you so much for listening. If you are not already subscribed to MFG Out Loud, please get your butt over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend, because sharing is caring. And we appreciate if you take a minute to leave a 5-star review. It just lets other people know that there's some value here and that this is worth spending a little time. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And Ray, will you please take us out?
I will. First things, check out Brad on LinkedIn, find his company, give him a call. We just met for this, Brad and I, for the first time today, and I can't tell you how comfortable and confident he helps you, he makes you feel when you engage with him. So give him a call. That's a hell of a way to start the day. So again, everybody, thank you for listening. Brad, thank you for being here with us. And to everybody out there, please keep manufacturing out loud, because we need you.
Thank you for listening to MFG Out Loud with Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore. You can subscribe and find show notes at mfgoutloud.com.